Friend to Friend, Daddy Tell Him the Truth, from an interview with Elder Dale G. Renlund of the 70 by Megan Withers Rojas. Be thou strong and very courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 7. When I was a bishop, I sometimes took our 4-year-old daughter, Ashley, along when I visited members in the ward. One day I took Ashley with me to visit some less active members of the ward. I knew that no one would be able to turn away this adorable little girl at my side. We arrived at one home and knocked on the door. As soon as I knocked, I remembered that this was the home of a man who had once angrily thrown one of my counselors off the front porch. The man opened the door, and he was so big that he filled the entire door frame. I felt afraid, but I explained that I was the new bishop and was simply visiting ward members. The man stood there glaring at me. Then Ashley blurted out, "Well, can we come in or what?" I was surprised when the man said, "I guess so, come in." We were seated inside. The man told me he did not believe the church was true, nor did he believe in Jesus Christ. He kept talking angrily while Ashley sat quietly playing with a toy. Finally, she got off her chair, cupped her hand to my ear, and whispered loudly, "Daddy, tell him the truth." So I did. I bore my testimony because of the courage of a 4-year-old girl. The man's attitude softened, and the spirit came into his home. Children, be strong and courageous. Your faith and testimony will be a blessing to you and your family. End of Friend to Friend, Daddy Tell Him the Truth, from an interview with Elder Dale G. Renlund of the 70.